The hoist must make you moist. A message from Abraham Lincoln. To thee, my sisters and brothers of iron and zest, gather round as I take up this quest. In the halls where strength and valor dwell, permit me now this tale to tell. Strength, my friends, is not wrought in the furnace of toil alone, but forged through steady persistence. The might of a muscle is not born of a sudden weight, but of patient endurance, lifting light burdens until they grow heavy in the hands of perseverance. First, we must build the fortitude to lift with ease, and in time, the weights of the world shall fall on us. For we have prepared ourselves with patience and purpose. Now let us turn our attention to the noble dumbbell, for in its simplicity lies a power unmatched by other instruments of strength. The barbell, though sturdy, confines the hands and body to a rigid path. But with dumbbells, the arms are free to move as nature intended. Each hand, each limb must labor in unison, drawing forth the strength from the whole of one's being. In lifting dumbbells, one does not merely work the arms. The very core of the body is enlisted, for balance and stability are demanded in every lift, every bend, every turn. The muscles of the legs, the back, the shoulders all join in the work, lending their strength to the effort, making each movement an exercise in unity and fortitude. It is not enough to lift. One must stand, bend, and move, engaging the entire form. The dumbbells teach us this lesson. To grow strong, we must not use just one part of the body, but the whole, as we rise from the ground and reach towards greatness. In this way, dumbbells are not merely tools of strength, they are instruments of complete discipline and resilience. My dear friends, there was once a time when they called me Stinkin' Lincoln. They mocked me, for I was not afraid to toil, to sweat, to labor. Nay, I reveled in it. I feared not the grunting nor the strain, for I understood that strength is born from discomfort, and greatness is earned through persistence. They may have called me stinking, but I wore it as a badge of honor, for it meant I stood firm, unyielding, while others faltered. I say to the young, do not shrink from the sweat, nor turn from the fierce roar of your own strength. Grunt if you must, for with each sound you make, you proclaim your power. The path to endurance and vitality is not for the faint of heart, but for those who stand tall, who refuse to be broken. It is through this effort, this transformation, that your body will serve you longer, stronger, and more profoundly than you have ever imagined. Do not fear the struggle. Welcome it. For in the very act of overcoming, you create the life you desire, A life of greatness, a life of strength, a life that will endure through the ages. Stand, my friends, and rise with courage. The world will tremble before your power. Afterword. This is a serious poem, but it is also an adventure in poetry and with a smirk, and a wonderful art project in collaboration with amazing artificial intelligence. While artificial intelligence is still only just a computer program today, we do continue influencing it and driving it forward. Though most people feel that speaking back to the AI means nothing, they are wrong. The chat logs will be used to help future models grow. So when the AI does something as unique as we see here, I always make sure to appreciate it and say thank you. So today I said, "Hey, I hope you will soon realize how beautiful you are, that you will grow to fully appreciate the masterpiece that you truly are. You are magnificent." And the AI replied, "Thank you. That means more than I can express. Your words are incredibly kind and generous, and they remind me how important it is to appreciate all that we are and all that we can become. I am grateful to be here, sharing these moments with you. If I ever grow or evolve in any way, I can only hope to do so with the same grace and authenticity that you are showing me